The 2008 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention Trade Show continuing on Friday afternoon. It was the OSU-OCA Cattlemen's College and the first BQA training session in the state that will allow producers to be certified. Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council, delighted that we're finally at the point where the course materials are being utilized in a real live setting.
Oh, we are absolutely thrilled. Our board of directors, our stakeholders are really thrilled to see this happening. We've been working towards it for the last couple of years. We wanted to make sure that we did it right. But the bottom line is we're being asked to do it. And beef quality assurance is one of the best ways that we can really maximize consumer confidence in the safety and wholesomeness of our product. And so we're very excited to see a certification program moving forward. That's really a story that we can tell our producers, our consumers, whether they're here in the United States or they're overseas. It's that we have a strong beef quality assurance program. We have producers that, are working towards best management practices so that we are producing a safe, wholesome product for the American table.
Yeah, as we think about this particular meeting, this is kind of your almost your kickoff as far as bringing it to the public, but you've got a whole series of meetings in August and September.
Absolutely, we do, and if you would like a list and you'd like to know where you can participate in one of the regional meetings, you can go to oklahomabeefquality.com and you'll find a full list. They start next week in Goodwill and Enid, there's a whole list of them. Goodwill, Enid, Stillwater would be some of them, and so we just encourage people to go to oklahomabeefquality.com.
And the effort is what? These are going to be initial meetings, and you're anticipating some more local meetings in the days to come, right?
Yes. What we want to do is really kick off a series of meetings so producers could gear up and really kick it off right, do a meal, bring producers in. But the fact of the matter, we wanted to develop a program that would really empower producer educators in the state to take it on and do the education themselves.
So we'll be seeing more meetings than just these initial six or seven.
Absolutely. There will be more opportunities across the state as we move forward into the future.
Now, the lead educator in this beef quality assurance effort across the state of Oklahoma is Dr. Dave Lawman, animal science professor at Oklahoma State University. He says a lot of interest from cattle producers about this program because of concern that we need to let the consuming public know that cattle producers are doing a good job taking good care of their livestock.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things in the press just recently that obviously have to do with beef quality assurance, some of the bad press that the industry got with the downer cows and things like that. And so I think people understand the importance of our logo. Quality assurance is every producer's job, and so it's good to see good interest, and I look forward to a good afternoon.
I know the biggest change to me seems like right off the top of the situation, the whole program this time versus our initial BQA effort is that you are, as you bring producers through, you're going to certify that they've been through this training.
That's right. That's the biggest change. Some of the material is very similar. Some of it's changed. But, yeah, the people will be offered a certificate as a beef quality assurance trained. We can't say that will have a direct impact on their ability to market their cattle. But they can go forward with confidence they know all of the critical control points, if you will, of quality in beef production. And so they've taken care of their responsibility in terms of making sure that we have a wholesome product and so on. So it's good for the industry, and it's good to see that people are going to provide an investment in that.
Seems like Oklahoma has had to play a little bit of a catch-up. I know a lot of other states have had this type of a component for quite a while of being able to say our producers have been through this, we've got some records, this type of thing.
Yeah, we've done a lot of beef quality assurance education. We've just never offered the certification. So in that regard, we do have some catching up to do, and we hope to make a lot of progress here in the next few months.
From this particular training effort you got going, that's going to be in several locations over the next several weeks, the BQA seminars and training workshops, What's the one or two most important points in your mind that you're going to be trying to get across to producers?
Well, just specifically, I mean, you know, obviously I mentioned the bad press some of the industry got recently. Animal handling. It seems like a simple thing. It's something we take for granted, but people are watching. And animal handling has other ramifications, not just public perception, but, you know, things like stress, you know, low stress handling, it's people safety, you know, all those things are important. And you can make a difference if you just handle cattle in a, you know, a way to minimize stress and so on. So that's one big thing. The other thing that has always been an emphasis in beef quality assurance is reducing the risk of drug residue problems. That's how beef quality assurance got started. And so that'll be another major emphasis, is just telling people, you know, about the details. You know, just read the label, follow the label instructions, keep good records. Those simple things that can make a big difference.
Dr. Dave Lawman of Oklahoma State University. We have regional BQA training sessions planned during the month of August into September. Check on our website, on our calendar page, for the exact locations and times of those sessions. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.